cool. So there are two separate pieces on here, but the first one is talking about Hamalach HaGoel Osi, and he references the Abarbanel. So I just put the Abarbanel's question and a little bit of his answer with regards to that pasuk, where the pasuk itself says, "Revarach es Yosef, Yomar ha'elukim asher hishalchu avosai lefanav, Abram yitzchak ha'elukim, haroe osi ma'odi arayom hazeh, hamalach ha'goel osi mekol rav, yivarach es enarim, yikar vehem shmi, v'shem avosai," etc. Barmer says, "Ba'amro ha'elukim asher hishalchu avosai lefanav," etc. "Ha'elukim haroe osi," etc. "Hamalach ha'goel osi," etc. What I just read. So the first question that Rabbi Nal has, and it's all kind of under Hashela Yud Beis, but you break it into two parts, where the first one is, why do we have all these descriptions, all these adjectives? Oh, kima inyan hamalach haniskarkan. What in the world is this malach? Haim haya hanaga so al yedei malach, lama amar yivarech esenarim belashen yachid, haya lo lomar yivarechu ha'elukim vaha malach. If we assume that the malach is separate from ha'elukim, then it should be plural, because now we're talking about two different entities. He goes on to explain that the malach is, yes, it's a malach, and the malach is a shliach, as we would assume. And here, the malach is not necessarily the one who's leading Yaakov or providing any sort of hashkacha pratis. He's just being a protector. He's a shliach fundamentally, which is not an unusual answer. I don't think he even says elizei atzmo kivnu chazal, that the Barba now in the third line says that this idea that I'm presenting to you is what Chazal said, Al Amram, Hine Anochi Sholeach Malach Lefenechem, Mi Sheshamar Asa Avos, Yishmor Asa Banim. That Malach who protected the Avos should protect the Banim. Ki Lo Amar Mi Shehishgiach, O Mi Shehinhi Asa Avos. It doesn't say he who oversaw or, you know, provided Hashgacha Pratis or that guided. It's just protecting. Hine Amalach HaGoel Osi Mekol Ra, Shliach Hashem is a Shliach. Fine, which is good. So now, the Ksav HaGabal in Source 2. Kala Mamar Azehu Nosei Bilti Nasu. This, everything here, that pasuk at least, of Ha'elukim Asher Yishalchu, is a statement which has a subject, but there's no predicate. Meaning to say, it mentions Elohim, but it doesn't say what Elohim will do. There's no ki lo namarkan lo maisa lo tfila. It just says, it's just a really long way of saying God, who my forefathers had a connection with, etc. Himushav ala pasuk shelacharav, and if it's connected to the next pasuk, hine bepasuk shelacharav nizkar neso bifnei atzmo. Oh, no sale, beef ne'atma. Hamalach ha'goel. And if it's connected to the next pasuk, it's very difficult because that has its own subject. It's talking about the malach. She'enu rak shliach Hashem. Lechen amar ha'rashad, who is Shlomo Dovma, shu mikra katzar. You just have to add in an extra word and then it makes sense. Shiro b'toshluma elukim asher yishalchu v'gomer, yishlach es hamalach ha'goel si b'kol ra shi'yavarech es enari. Once you add in Yishlach, then, okay. They're two separate pesukim, but they are together, form one statement. Hukin yon shamar Avraham lavdo, zakein beso, Hashem elokei, Hashemayim asher lakachni, mebeis avi ume'eretz muladati, asher nishba li leimor lezarecha eten, es ha'aretz ha'zos, hu yishlach malachu lefenecha, etc. And that's Kapir Shra Vadia Sepharno. That's how the Sepharno understands this. And now we've seen the Ksav of Kabbalah say this before. Amnon ain tzarich l'tosefes milim ele al lashon ha-mikra. He doesn't like it when people add in words that aren't actually there. Ki kesha mikra os ele hu k'peshuto hanuhug b'kol ha-makomos. It's like any other place. Sheham mispalel misader tchila shivcho shamako v'achar kach ha-mefugash b'menu. And we this is how we view Shemona Esrei, but it's just a bigger fundamental idea in Tefillah overall, that you'll start with Shevach and then go on to the Bakasha, and then for Shemona Esrei we end off with Hodah. Here, I don't know that we necessarily, if that happens in the Pesukim, he doesn't mention that, but we just have to look back at the Pesukim and figure that out. But he says that Kamo with Avram, Kamo Ken Kapo, Tfilas Sado Yaakov Shivcha Shamakam Bekara Alav, Ata Alokim Asher His Halchu Begomer, Ata Alokim Haroeyosi, Acharkach Sado Tfilaso, Behu Amalach Agol Yavarech Asimarim, Beken Havino Yonasan Ben Uziel, the Targum, Lechen Hiskil. Va'amar b'targumo yehi ra'ava kadmach d'malacha d'zmanta li l'mifarek yasi. It should be your l'ratzum before you that the malach that you have set up for me should l'mifarek. Pirkon is geula. Should be goel me. Should redeem me. Fine. So that he's under. That's his answer for all these. Toarim, all these descriptions, and now he's going to address the malach. Alan kavar tama barbanal ma inyan hamalach aniskar kan hayim haisa hanhagas Yaakov al yirei malach amasha amar biyeshuvu dachuk meod. It's very difficult to say that we're just talking. Yeah, it's a malach and it's a shliach. Od yesh kan tamir rabza eich amar hamalach agoel si laman lo hiskir hasiba rishona isbrach shuhu agoel emiti. And then to assume that it really is a malach, like the Barbanel does, only strengthens the difficulty in the Ksav of Kabbalah's eyes, because if the real focus is Hashem anyway, then just say Hashem, and then you take care of it. Menu tavo habracha elanarim lo mina emtzai. The bracha that will be received is going to be coming through Hashem Yisbarach, and not through the intermediary, kamo she'yizchil elokim asher yisalchu. So then in 1 and 2, he quotes pieces from the Zohar, which he always listed as Mefilta to Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, which can mean two different things. There is a Mefilta to Rashbi, which is very fragmentary, and it's a parallel to our Mefilta from the house of Rebbe Yishmael, and then it can also mean just the Zohar. And just looking at the opening words there, Yikisha Shem Malach Hu Shemad Kutcha Brifu. The term Malach is actually a Shem Hashem.
Makes sense.
Right.
I guess you can understand it differently.
Right, it's getting into nitpicky.
This is interesting just because there are places in the Torah where Malach would really be referring to physical messenger.
For sure. No. And he's gonna talk about this. Like, he's going to talk about Malachi Balak Bilam, where it's clearly people talking about. Yeah. And then in 2 it says, Yar David is a malach, Hashem v'charbo shalufa, kutcha brichu happen. It wasn't a malach, it was Hashem. Right, and then under the highlighted part, the gafsha b'hashkafa rishon, and nirei zar ma'od l'taro, so yisbarach b'shem malach, makom makom b'sum ayan ha'bechina al ikar horas shem malach, en kan zaros kol kach. Even though it's a little strange to say that we're calling Hashem a malach, when you really think about it, it's not so strange. Kishem hatoar malach hu migzeras malacha. The term malach is rooted in malacha. Al mishkal kashat salach tzayad. Mish nimsar lo lasos meleches shlufo. It's referring to somebody who has been sent to do the bidding of somebody else. Hu omed tachtav v'mokomo. And he's standing in their place. I'm your replacement. Nikra malach melashan malacha she'osek b'meleches zulaso. Right. That, when I was putting this together, that was one thing that I was having a hard time with. Because he clearly, when he quotes the Zohar, it's very black and white. That Malach, it's not even a hint at Hashem. It's literally just Hashem. And here he seems to hedge it back a little bit, where Malach, yes, it's somebody who's Omed Tachtav, but it's referring back to that Malacha which Hashem sent you to do as a Malach. And then in the On Eyelid part there, he goes and describes how its primary meaning is Malachim Elyonim, Sichlim Elyonim, meaning the spiritual Malachim that we think about, that do the Malachas of Ore. And so since, he right before this, he noted that to be called a malach doesn't impinge upon the kavod of the original sender or the person. And so that's why we see in Mikra by not just people, but by dignitaries, such as kings. Malachi Balach El Bilam, Malachi Yiftach Ukadom. Bnei Brias Shemayim Ba'aretz, Im Kal Tzavam Koram Hakasu Malachis Hashem, Kamesha Kasu, Kivo Shabbos Mekol Malachto, Asher Baro Lukim Lasos. Malachto. Hu Yisbarach Poel Tamid Yom Yom Bo Malachis Abriya Lotze Kala Devarim Minakoach El Poel. Hine Habechina zo shapir nuchal atar also Yisrael b'shem malach melashon malacha shepalav osik tami kviyacho b'malachas habriya. So in that situation, by creation, we can call Hashem a malach because of the malacha that he's constantly doing by bringing the world into existence at all times. Lefize kasher amar Yaakov a malacha goel si ein kavan aso al malacha emtei shliach hashkacha. Which apparently he's not completely denying that idea at this point. Rak ala siba rishona v'hu hagoosi makol ra u'minimena yushva habarachos uvzei en lashon amikra chaser. So that, I mean, that's not, the way he presents it is, yeah, you don't have to add any words in. What malach means is a little confusing, because he quotes the Zohar where it could literally just be Shem Hashem, but here he seems to be saying that it's an a shliach, but that term itself can fundamentally refer to Hashem, and therefore it's not a theological issue. And then Pasuk Tesvav, where he says, Elokim Asher Yisalchu Avasai Lefanav is the Shevach, and then the Bekasha is Tesayin, Malach HaGoel. Okay. And then with all the brachos that Yaakov gives, there's a very interesting piece on Yisachar, where we say Yisachar Chamor Garen Rovetz Ben Amishpatayim. And he starts off by quoting Midrash Rabbah, Lamasha Amru Rabbeinu Al. The classic idea that Zevulun is out doing business, and they provide for Yisachar, who are sitting and learning. But Tanai, and now this is the Ksav Kabbalah speaking, so that was a summarization. Midrash Rabba, Tanaya Roshi L'Knias HaTorah Mute Tanug. When I first saw this, it struck me, I would have said you have to actually just sit and learn versus Mute Tanug being the fundamental trait. Obviously from Perkei Avos, L'Mad Echilis Ma'adanim V'Shtias Ma'amtakim B'Til Hasados V'Akramim. It's not just food and drink, it's also going out to the garden and the vineyard. Kamosha Amru, and this is in Kesubos Kuf Dalet Amin Aleph. Ad Sh'Yispal Adam Sh'Yichani Yichantzu Divrei Torah B'Libo Yispalu Sh'lo Yichantzu Ma'adanim B'Lenafshem. Before you daven that Torah should enter your heart, make sure you daven that the physicality, the things that you're enjoying in the world, don't leave a mark on your neshama. The klaze miut derech eretz also includes marital relations. And on the highlight, hine yisachar lioso bocher ba'esek haTorah hayamashli chachrei gavo kol dvar mamonim me'esek haTorah. Since he chose to toil in Torah, he throws literally behind his body anything that will prevent him from achieving that. V'hu ahava satanugim. Alzeh amar yisachar chamor garen. Atonam lar shahaya mishaber kal tava satanugim. Ki haksum yifanu es tanugi agufiim b'shem chamor. Al shatufim b'tava satanugim amar in Yechezkel asher b'asar chamorim b'sarim. B'shem chamor hunach ala behema zol l'retichas damea. I don't have enough experience with donkeys or chamorim to understand their nature, but apparently we use the chamor as an example or as the kind of the symbolic name for worldly pleasures because they are tichas dameh. I guess they're kind of feisty, right? And that's I guess that's kind of what they're known to be. They're ornery. And here, that's what chamor is. It's not literally a chamor. It's saying the worldly pleasures. And then on to the next highlight in line 10. Emilas garen, who mina atmoseham yigarem, lo garmu leboker, inyan shviris atzamos. Those psukim there, one from Bamidbar and one's from Tzifaniah, refer to... Right, what? Oh, yeah, in our custody, yeah. Vamarkan chamor garem yisachar hay meshaber tavis nafsho behemis b'yalahit achre tanuge chamrosel. That he's shattering, breaking that the proverbial donkey, the yetzahara, the tavis that he has, in order to not be passionately chasing after them. Just a little bit more. Ana lefish ein tov la'adam lifrosh atro mi kol davar chemda lechol lechem tar v'mayim lacha tala yisanos tarech leitiv im atmo ma'at l'torch brios gufo uforesh atmo min a yayin amra torch shatarech kapara, that we say that by the Nazir brings a kapara carbon chatas v'chein yifshar shifrosh atmo min derech eretz m'kol m'kol. You can't just abstain completely from marital relations. That end of the pasuk is talking about the part that you do have to take into your life. Mishpatayim here is being understood as, again, grinding up, breaking. And then rovates, does he have it here? Okay, in the orange. Ratzon Amalash Nisbatla Tava Behemis Lagame Itzlam. Sorry, Lo Nisbatla. It's not completely shattered. Here, Adam Liyoso Chomri. Tzarech Lashir Ma'at Behemas Chomri Osol. Yitain La Mako Ma'at La Noach Bein Shvarim Ketanim Arotitim Akusasim Dak 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 Hadek Heitev. Which I thought was a very interesting way of formulating it, that you have your tivos, and he's viewing it as kind of a single buy or single entity, and then you shatter it in order to really cling to Ruchnius, but you don't completely eradicate it. You have to have those little sparks or little shattered pieces there that you can go to continue being a living person involved in this world. Right, so we'll stop there. He goes on, he explains a little bit more of the pasuk of Lisbol referring to the old Torah. Yeah, okay.